It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback time on a Tuesday, and while we're on the subject, and so is the rest of the world, and our social media won't leave us alone about it, let's talk about some of concerts in country music history. What was the first concert you ever went to, period, in life? That you remember
like
being at?
Tiffany.
There you go.
My friend Lisa Renato called me and said, I wish you'd answered the phone earlier because I have two tickets to Tiffany.
Yeah.
And my sister's like, oh, well, they don't go on stage until it's dark outside.
There you go.
So all of a sudden, we're all at a Tiffany concert.
Headed to the mall.
I know how to party. I teased my bangs for that.
Mine was Ronnie Milsap, the Lubbock County
Ooh.
Fair. Sometime in the early 80s, I would estimate 82, maybe 83.
Mm.
Either which way, when it comes to concerts in country music history that really stand out, well, George Strait has a lot of them. First of all, that just a little while ago down in College Station at A&M's Kyle Field, that's the biggest record-setting crowd in country music history, 110,000 plus.
Gig 'em.
Nearly 111,000 at that one, but with George's Cowboy Rides Away concert there at AT&T Stadium. He opened up the stadium with a big concert. It's live at the Astrodomes. Then we talk about concerts. Garth, who reinvented it for country music, but his big concerts there in Ireland, also in Central Park.
Right.
Willie Nelson's everything from Farm Aids over the years to certainly his really gave birth to the country music festival. 4th of July picnic there at College Station in 1974. You've got concerts that have happened at the White House over the years, but maybe the most influential live concert was for one you couldn't get a ticket to, and if you did, it was certainly the hard way, and that was 1968's Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison concert, which gave rebirth to an influence, maybe the most influential one as far as it gave a rebirth of the idea of a live album in country music, because they'd gotten away from that. It was hard to do. And you needed a good crowd.
Yeah, it wasn't like you could just make a TikTok back then.
He had a good crowd that day. Also gave rebirth to Johnny Cash's career, and of course the next year, live at San Quentin, influenced a very young Merle Haggard in the audience. So concerts, big or small, I don't think they had a Kiss cam for this one, though, back then.
Ooh,
no
I think that...